All right, thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, I'm at the Appleton Golf Course. A few minutes ago, we had the start of the varsity girls race, and Lockefroy Valley Dawson Boyd girls have crossed the finish line. And I'm not sure what the team place is. Maybe I can find out while I'm talking to them. But I'm going to talk to the birthday girl first, Annika Fernholz, a freshman. She placed second today. Annika, congratulations.
Thank you.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
You know, you just completed, what, 4,000 meters? You're not even breathing hard. What's going on?
I feel like when I race, like, I'm really tired during the race, but I get done and I catch my breath pretty quickly, so.
That's good, because that one happened to me, so. second place, that's pretty good. The Morse girl was in first, right?
Yes.
Is that what you did in Morse?
No, I placed a little bit farther back, but.
So improvement today?
Yes.
Talk about the Appleton Golf Course here.
Well, it's pretty hilly. There's some up and downs, but I think the downhill helps you get up the uphill, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah, that makes sense, sure.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Annika Fernholz, placing second overall in a very large cross-country meet. We got Josie Sherb here. Josie's a junior this year. Congratulations, Josie.
Thank you.
How'd you do today?
Better than Monday.
Okay. The course is pretty hard here at Appleton.
No, I guess I'm kind of used to it, so I like it better than most courses.
Now, your dad's the coach, too, so the yelling, is that the coaching? I shouldn't say yelling, I'm sorry. Does he coach you along the way?
Yes, he does.
Okay. And you take his advice, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
And you listen to him, right?
Sometimes.
Okay. All right, congratulations, Josie.
Thank you.
All right, we got Taylor Shelstead here. Taylor's a freshman. And Taylor, what place did you get?
I got sixth.
And I see you got your ribbon already. They hand you a ribbon as you cross the finish line?
Yeah, right when you get to the chute.
Talk about your run today.
I thought it went well, a lot better than Monday. I definitely, like Annika talked about, the hills definitely helped a lot with the running.
Temperature-wise?
I think it's a great temperature with, like, breeze.
You girls pretty close to each other?
Yeah, me, Annika, and Annika work really well together during practice and definitely work together during races, too.
Well, good. Best of luck. When's your next meet?
Thursday in TMB.
Okay, so you got, help me out, your sixth place, you said?
Yes.
All right, congratulations, Taylor.
Thank you.
All right, Rachel Lund, last time I talked to Rachel was at the state golf meet, right, Rachel?
Yep.
A little different golfing and cross-country, right?
Yeah, way different.
But you're still on a golf course, though.
Yeah, no, it's kind of nice to see the courses in spring and in fall. So.
How'd you do today?
I started out a little too fast, but I eventually caught up, got my speed, and really just tried to work through the finish. It was a little hard, harder than I thought Monday was, but still got through it, so.
All right. Congratulations. Great job.
Thank you.
And senior Annika Trigestad is with me. Annika, you placed in the top 10, I think, didn't you?
Yep, I got eighth place.
Oh, good job. Was that an improvement from Morse meet?
Yes.
Talk about the run here for you.
I thought it was a little bit, like, harder to maybe get through because we did just race on Monday. But overall, I feel like we all ran better today for whatever reason. I don't know.
Well, I every time I see you, Annika, I always remember in Laverne at the section meet a few years ago, you weren't able to run, but you helped videotape a very famous thing that went across the worldwide with my camera. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. That was cool.
Yeah, you made national news. You got your name on the national news, too.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's in Madison, the section meet this year.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
All right, thanks, Annika.
Yep, thank you.
And Georgia, well, what place did you get, Georgia?
I'm not sure.
But you finished in the top 20, maybe, huh?
Yep.
Okay. All right, talk about the run here in Apple.
At first, you know, it was a little hard, but because this is more of like a fundraiser for the Brave Lake Gate Foundation, I just told myself, you know, if she could do it, I could do it, and I got through it, so.
Yeah, why don't you explain to our listeners, there's a little fundraiser going on here today.
Yes, it's for a former runner from Perm, and then she ran for the University of Minnesota on the cross-country and track team, I believe. Yes, and she passed away from cancer in May, and she was really into running, and she always loved running, and her word was Yeah, okay. She always really liked running, and she told everyone to run and enjoy it.
Right. So. Good. You're wearing neon today, or some of the girls are wearing neon, right?
She, people said about Gabe, she really liked Technicolor. She lived life in Technicolor, so she really loved bright colors.
Okay. Good. Well, we just heard the gun from the boys, and Alex Stitt, who wasn't able to run here, joins me. You're working today, Alex?
Yes, I am.
All right. How's it going?
Good.
I see you. You better. I don't want to bother you. The time's running already. Huh? What are you doing today?
I'm taking the 2 mile times.
Okay.
So I got time.
All right. Yeah, you're recovering from an injury, right?
Yes. I severely sprained my ankle a little over a month ago playing summer basketball. I went up for a layup and I just came down wrong on it.
Okay. And that kind of hindered your cross country today, huh?
Yes, but I will be running next Thursday in TMB. So yeah, just 2 meets off.
Oh, that's exciting news. Breaking news here on Q92. Then Alex Stitt will be running.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks.
You bet. All right, you heard the gun go. The boys just started their 5,000-meter run and running for Lacaparl Valley, Dawson, Boyd. The main runners, anyway, there's a slew of them are running. They always take the top five. Colby Duke, Mike Qual, Griffin Johnson, Gavin Fernals, Ryder Drugsma, Zeke Sather, just to name a few, along with Caden Alpress and Mason Bramer and Peyton Sterrud. Those are just some of the boys running here on the course right now. In about 15 minutes, we'll be back on the air, and we'll interview some of the Lacaparl Valley Dawson Boyd boys.